Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. The weekend review will be out later in this week. We'll cut the month of September in a few different segments and go back in larger chunks to look at the Marlins, hear from their clubhouse, and push this team through the final stretch of the year. Meanwhile, yesterday, the Marlins came back home to start a six-game homestand, and for the first on Labor Day and Monday afternoon, the Marlins play the Phillies. Here's Gaff.
Well, for the Marlins this afternoon, a good start against the Phillies, but sadly in the end, an all-too-familiar outcome of late as the Marlins fall to Philadelphia 6-2. Miami's dropped four straight, 9 of 10, and this late-season slide sadly continues here at Marlins Park. Jake Esch making his second big-league start for the Marlins, his first here in Miami today. He was opposed by Jared Eichhoff, who the Marlins have beaten three times already this year for the Phillies. And the Marlins came out swinging against Eichhoff in the first. A leadoff triple by D. Gordon. First batter of the ballgame at third base for Ichiro.
Comes set, delivers a pitch. And a ball rocketed toward that same area out into right center. This time the center fielder cuts it. Herrera home to score is D. Gordon. 1-0 Marlins. Ichiro has his 3,018th hit and an RBI to boot. He drives in Gordon for a 1-0 Marlins lead.
Well, Ichiro took second base on a wild pitch. Martin Prado took a called third strike for the first out. Christian Yelich, a fly ball to center for the second out. But the Marlins weren't done with Eichhoff in that first inning. With Ichiro in scoring position, up stepped JT Realmuto.
The right-hand hitting catcher swings on the next pitch, drives it hard out into left center. That's a base hit. Here comes Ichiro flying around third. He'll score standing up. And the Marlins have a 2-0 first inning lead on a two-out RBI single by J.T. Realmuto, his 39th run batted in.
Marlins had a chance for more in the second against Eichhoff with one out. Xavier Scruggs hit by a pitch. Miguel Rojas followed with a double, so second and third, only one out. But the pitcher Jake Esch struck out, then D. Gordon struck out, and it stayed a 2-0 game. Marlins couldn't cash in a one-out hit from Martin Prado in the third inning. They went down 1-2-3 in the fourth. In the fifth inning, the Phillies finally broke through against Jake Esch, who'd done a nice job. He struck out five and allowed only one hit over the first four. But in the fifth, he hit the first man, Aaron Altera, the pitch. Man on, nobody out for shortstop Freddie Galvis.
1-2 to Galvis. And Galvis sends a high fly ball. This is deep to right center, and it is long gone. It is a game-tying home run. More straightaway right than right center. And a home run for Galvis. He hit that towering pop foul. Ties this game at 2 in the fifth.
Home run number 16 for Freddie Galvis. Peter Borges followed with a triple, so the go-ahead man was at third. Still nobody out. The Marlins right-hander actually got a ground ball to third off the bat of Eichhoff that kept that man at third base for the first out. Then, with the Phillies trying to take the lead-up step, their leadoff hitter, Cesar Hernandez.
The pitch, and a ground ball left side, and right under the glove of Rojas out into left center, and the Phillies lead 3-2.
And he's 6, charged to Miguel Rojas, and the Phillies are on top. Marlins got a leadoff hit from pinch hitter Tomas Tolis in the bottom of the fifth inning. A pass ball sent him to second with nobody out. With one out, a wild pitch got him to third base. But with the infield in, Ichiro grounded out to second. Runner had to hold. Martin Prado hit a fly ball to center. And the Marlins were kept off the scoreboard. And after that hit by Tolis, Marlins would not have another base runner in this ball game. Beginning with D. Gordon's line drive to center for the first out of the fifth inning. Phillies pitchers, Eichhoff, Adubre Ramos, Hector Neris, and Genmar Gomez would retire each of the last 15 consecutive Marlins batters. It stayed a 3-2 Phillies lead into the seventh after Esch went five, three hits, three runs, two walks, six Ks. A homer, a hit batter, 76 pitches, 48 strikes. Austin Bryce pitched a perfect sixth inning. Bryce making his fourth big league appearance at that point had faced 15 men in the big leagues. He'd gotten all 15 of them out. But that run ended quickly in the seventh. He walked the first man, Aaron Altair. Freddie Galvis came to the plate and hit a slow roller up along the first base line. The pitcher, Bryce, fielded the ball, had to try to get it to the first baseman, Scruggs, essentially throwing through the runner. The throw was wide. It got away. It was scored an E1, a very tough error charge to Bryce on what was almost an impossible throw. On the error, the Phillies at that point had men at first and second, and up to the plate stepped Peter Borges. The 1-0, and that's lined softly into center field, going to get down for a hit. Altair scores, Galvis held, Yelich's throw cut off by Scruggs, the center of the diamond, first and third. Still nobody out, now 4-2 Phillies lead. That would be it for Bryce. And into the ball game came Brian Ellington to face pinch hitter Jimmy Paredes. 3-2 to Paredes is ripped by Scruggs into right field for a hit. Galvis is in, Borges waved, Ichiro's throw comes in towards second, and just like that, the Phils have broken it open. They lead 6-2 in the seventh. And 6-2 is how this one would end. Nephew Ogando pitched a perfect eighth inning. Dustin McGowan a scoreless ninth. But Marlins couldn't muster anything against the Philadelphia bullpen. Ramos, Neris, and Gomez combining for three perfect innings. And after scoring two in the first, the Marlins scored nothing the rest of the way. Phillies take the first of this three-game series, 6-2. For Philadelphia, six runs, eight hits, no errors, four left. For Miami, two runs, six hits, three errors in this game. Also four men stranded. Jared Eichhoff, the winning pitcher, he's 10-13. It's his first win in four decisions against the Marlins this year. Eichhoff went six, gave up two runs on six hits, didn't walk anybody. No Phillies pitcher walked anybody today. Eichhoff struck out 489 pitches, 58 strikes. Esch, the loser, 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours, 54 minutes, and a crowd of 20,849 was here to see it on Labor Day. For the Phillies, the end of a six-game losing streak, they improved to 61-76 with the victory. They're now 31-37 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they've lost four straight. They've dropped 9 of 10. And if you go back even further than that, after they peaked at 52-43, Marlins were nine games over as of, July 21st was the date. Since then, they've now gone 16-27 in their last 43 games. With the loss today, they fall to .500 here at Marlins Park. They're just 33-33 at home.
Game two of the series will be tonight at 7:10. Today is the 10-year anniversary of Aníbal Sánchez's no-hitter 10 years ago. So today's Fish Family bonus code, Aníbal. Game two of the series tonight against the Phillies. Jose Ureña is on the mound, and in his last 24 2/3, he's allowed just four earned runs. He'll offer the first pitch to Philadelphia at 7:10. Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, starts at 6:40 this evening. Join us on the broadcast. Dave and Glenn take the live play-by-play on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.